Hi. How's it going? I'm back again. I'll figure out something someday to say that's better than "Hi, I'm back." Or maybe I'll just keep it like that. So I have another unboxing review to do today. To give a bit of behind the scenes context, I actually only received the Hydrochroma yesterday in recording time, and then this one showed up today. They're both from the same place. The one sat in the mail for 2 extra weeks. This is dumb and funny. It's not that funny. So annoyed. I'm gonna try something different with a water bottle where I don't actually screw the top on. So I would say place your bets now on when I spill it. Cause it's probably gonna get spilled. Sorry, I'm here. I'm attentive. It's kind of earlier in my day than it was when I last recorded, so I'm just like more chill than usual, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I hope you're having a good day. I am. I was really excited to find out that this was here. I was kind of hoping they would show up in the same day, because that would have been extra funny. Part of me is tempted to send. No. Never mind. Anyway, so let me. I should pull up the information. I swear. I know what I'm doing. It's fine. We're cool. We're cool. Ah, I got it here. See? Better than I thought. Anyway, I have the large bromelia from Pleasure Forge today. It is a soft, and I guess I can kind of do the same thing as I did for the Hydrochroma, where I can talk a little bit about why I bought it before I open the box and tell you how it actually looks. I kind of really like doing these. It just catches all of the excitement, I suppose. So I've been looking at this model for a little while. It's kind of it's a bulbous plant design. Something that I did not know when I purchased both the Hydrochroma and this one is that they're designed by the same person, and I believe anyway, I will perhaps link to that person somewhere who designed them, because they're kind of young and they're already doing amazing shit, so get some eyeballs on them. They followed me on Twitter and I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I really like the Fantasy Dong community. It's as a consumer, it's really fun to get to interact with the creators in that way and just see what they're working on. So it's when I realized what was going on, I was like, oh fuck. Anyway, so this one's kind of a bulbousy looking thing. I'm not gonna lie, the name alone kind of attracts me. Because bromelia is kind of like bromeliad, which is a type of air plant. And I keep plants on the side, so it just it's one of those dumb things where I'm like, oh yeah, it's a plant dick, I need it. Because it's not just monsters and like beastie animals, it can be plants too. Anyway, so I believe this is another one that I showed up to the drop late, because I was really trying to not buy anything, but I have zero willpower or self-restraint. Control, those are all the same thing. And this one was kind of the last one hanging out. I'm not going to lie. Like, the fact that it's a large is a little bit. I don't have a lot of large toys. I have, like two or three. And everything else is a medium or smaller, which isn't to say that like some of these mediums are big. Like, I think I'll come back and tell you size of the thing someday. I really need to make an Excel spreadsheet so then I can just refer to it. Anyway, so this one's large. I don't remember how it compares to a pop can. We'll find out. Anyway, the coloration in the pictures is called translucent pastel rainbow fade, and it also has glow. So looking at the, I only have like the one single picture in my email. So the shaft of the toy looks to be like kind of a peachy pink. And then the base of it is kind of like a green. And it all seems to have like a bit of a translucent jelly toy look to it. Jelly toy. Jelly candy. Like gummy worms. It kind of looks like that. It has a whole bunch of, so the head is really bulbous, and then it kind of comes into a little bit of a reverse swell. There'll be pictures. Bulbous into like, a thinner shaft, and then it bulges out again before it hits the base. So, this is one, this is another one that, and back up a little bit more. The head is covered with like these really excellent looking ripples that appear to be, this is the reason why I bought this toy. The head looks excellent. How to describe it? Like a cartoon grub comes to mind. They're ridges, but they're fairly close together. Centipede plates. I think insecty feel. I should invest in a thesaurus. Or just descriptive words in general. Ridges is probably the best way to put it. Contours. It's a bold texture rather than that like low texture. Again, there's like Orichi and Tall Fang that have like a texture on them, and then there's more of these where the texture is more ripples and contours, and it's a more stated more stated texture. Just open. I'm gonna open the box now. Box! So we already know it's got brown paper that's gonna crinkle like a bitch. As she ages, if she doesn't hydrate, hydrate! I'll hydrate after we open the box. Before we look at it. How does that sound? I'm going to take half a moment longer so I'm not struggling with tape. I feel like that was dumb last time. In like a really excited way, though. It's like a kid. Do you remember? There's a meme from the long, long days of the internet of a kid opening a Nintendo, screaming. It's like that every time a box. Hydrate. Didn't. Yeah, so I'm excited. Okay. Again, the box is nondescript with just PF as the people sending. So if you live somewhere with roommates or family or nosy neighbors that want to check out your packages. Eh? They're not gonna know. Ooh, I got a sticker! And of course the invoice is right on top and everything. I was looking at discount code. Don't forget the discount code on the invoice. It's very important if you want to buy things. Always have a discount code. Brown paper. Crinkly as fuck. I'm gonna build a box for it one of these days. With all my little boxes. Ooh. Ooh. Crinkly bags. Okay, so this is a dumb side comment, but it's always interesting to see the different the different types of bags that the shops use. These ones are quite thick, and I'm just it's a little bit it's noticeable. Why? It's just me rambling. Okay, through the bag colors. No, I discussed this last time. That's a dumb step. Just get it open. It's big. But not, I'm not, you know, it's a soft. I think it'll be fine. I hope I'll be fine. He's floppy. Eee! Buy plastic bag that makes too much noise. Ooh. Ooh, he's sparkly! Sparkle! Sorry, I'm like a crow. Sparkle? Yes. Guys, this is... Oh my god. Okay. Okay, no, this is really exciting. Oh my god. As far as indie shops go, I haven't found a lot that do I have a cat in the background wanting to get in. No, we're focusing on the toy. Can you hear him? He's so upset I won't let him in the room. Because he destroys toys. Like, literally, he wanders around the case, eyeing them up, thinking about how he's going to destroy them. I'm not sure if he's jealous or if he just is also a dick boy. Anyway, I might have to go chase him away quickly. Okay. Everything's happening at the same time. Where do I focus? Suction cups. I haven't seen a lot of indie shops do suction cups. I know there's one shop that you can buy double-sided suction cups from that I have been eyeing up for like 6 months now. Bad Dragon will do a suction cup on custom orders and like you can purchase them with suction cups as well out of the inventory, but like they're far and few between. The point I'm getting to is this bitch has a fucking suction cup. Look, the cat's even excited. Oh, I can stick it to things. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yes. I think I'm going to go make the cat go away really quickly, though. Oh, fucking horrible timing. It's got a fucking suction cup. Eee! Oh, fuck this thing in the shower. Okay, I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna go tell the cat to stop, please. And I'm gonna give the toy a wash. Because I have to do that anyway. And then I can talk a little bit more about it when I come back. That seems like a really good way to use my time, actually. Okay, BRB. And I'm back. Okay. The cat has been dealt with in the most pet-friendly of ways. I locked him in the garage. It's so pretty. Okay. Again, suction cup is just like... I suppose if I had read the description a little closer, I would have known and anticipated, you know? And this is where I come back to, I'm more of a shop with my eyes kind of a person. The reading measurements online doesn't really do a lot for me because I just can't visualize it in my head. I like when they put it next to a pop can, that's really fucking helpful because I know how big a pop can is. Really quickly, the suction cup has their logo kind of... Is embedded the right word? It's glossy. It's dope. It's really... I feel like Bad Dragon's only been putting their logos on stuff for... last 5 or 6 years? I don't know. It's a nice touch. It's cool. Anyway. Oh boy. Okay. So... size. Because it matters. This one's pretty... like, as far... in comparison to my other toys, he's not really any longer than some of the other ones. He's like my hand plus my wrist. It's like 7 or 8 inches. Which is comparable, I think, to Mystic, although I think Mystic might be a large as well. I need to document things so bad. It's so sparkly. The head is enough of a circumference that I can't reach around it without squishing. So it's good he's a soft. It feels kind of... the head is larger than a golf ball. And it's got those really cool ripples. Can you hear them? Anyway, that's them. I think you can hear, but I don't know if it'll matter or make any sense. The quote unquote reverse swell. Somebody's going to tell me the right word for that in the comments, and thank you. It comes down so I can wrap my thumb and my middle finger around it, crossing over about a quarter of an inch. And then she swells out even further. And it's got these really cool spikes. So he's ripply on the head. And then right before it gets to that thinner section, there's spikes. Spikes. Then that thinner section kind of smooths out and looks very plant-like almost. Then it hits more spikes. Spikes. And then it goes into like a shaft cover almost design. It makes me think that the creature that this would come out would like normally have their dick inside and then and it would extend for the fantasy aspect. It's really interesting in that normally like the urethra hole, the pee hole, the cum hole, normally on designs that is sculpted in, and this one actually has like a little nubby out that almost reminds me of a clit, but it looks a little bit like Poopy Butthole from Rick and Morty. That's my imagination running away with it, though. It's just kind of a interesting different design that I haven't really... I don't recall seeing. I could be lying. I could always be lying. Sparkle. So sparkle. Really pretty, like, baby pink, faded into a green, like a nice pastel green. It's just a really, if it didn't feel so heavy, I would say it's a delicate looking toy. It almost looks like it could be made, I want to say rose quartz, but that's not accurate. It doesn't have like the swirls and stuff like that. But if you were standing from a distance, you might think it's made out of something besides silicone. Sparkles really set off all the highlights, blah, blah, blah. It's really pretty, guys. Normally I don't go for fades. Normally I go for like marbly colors with high contrast. So I'm really happy I went out of my comfort zone for this boy, because it doesn't really matter, does it? It does when you want to look at them. I'm like really excited, but I'm also anxious. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. We've put bigger things in there. Barely. Yeah, I guess we'll see how it goes. I don't want to under or oversell it, you know? I'm going to use lube today because I feel like it. We're going to hydrate. I haven't spilt the drink yet. Give me time. Spills the lube instead. Not the lube. The lube's expensive. I think I might try coconut oil. I'm hearing that's really good. I'm like, oh, I haven't tried it. Lazy. Oil. Okay, let's assume the position. It's got a suction cup. Forgive me while I get myself into space. So, I had a bath today. My area of the world is going through a heat wave, like a lot of the world, actually. Well, it's hitting a large portion of us in North America, I think. So I started the day with a bath. Like a psycho. And then I've kind of been chilling. I've been dealing with some other stuff, getting some things going. I swear, I'm not hesitating. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little. So, one really nice thing about the ripples on the head is you have. That's kind of good stim for the clit, honest. You can just rub it back and forth a bit, and it's a really nice texture. I come back to I bought this one anticipating it'll kind of be my style. Sorry, it's I find it's hit it's sometimes it feels nice to, you know, just rub the dildo on the clit for a bit. Come back to, depends on the texture of the toy. Anyway, you're just playing with it. Oh, babe. Oh. So anyway, did that for just a little bit. Sorry, I'm not sorry. It was. The head's. I'll get it in a moment. I'm just taking my time. I'm really. I quickly I come back to the, I know, oh, fuck. I knew the head would be like, because it's rounded and bulbous, it's, you know, you just gotta position things right. Get it in. Anyway, what I A, I really like the head. A, in some ways, okay, I'm not sure if anyone, perhaps some people are familiar with the Enjoy wand, which is a steel wand for toying, and the way it's shaped. It's a bit of a U, and it's designed for G spot, and you can use it for prostate as well. This is what I wanted, so I'm very happy. This one's kind of having a similar effect, where because of that thinner portion of the shaft. It gets kind of a nice U shape. I am flexing it a certain kind of way. Oh my God. Sorry, I'm lost. I'm clenching on it, and it's like, the best way I can describe it is it's kind of like a knot experience where it's gonna take some effort to pull it out. It's gonna be wild. My cunt just really wants to like grab onto it. God damn it. Oh, God damn it. Oh. So good. Texture on the head. Great, great, great. Oh, fucking great. Good pop with the head, in and out, in and out, in and out. That's the name of the game, right? I'm really like, oh, I really like that. I really like the extra textured stuff. This just gives you so much to rub against. And I'm probably really only playing the top half of the dildo. Fucking A plus. Stretching me out. Almost feel like I can feel him bending just a little bit. So the head is pushing into my G spot. The rest is stretching everything else out. I'm sitting up on it now, so we can just grind for a bit. I've managed to work myself over that thin point. So big. Stretching me out. I'm gonna be ruined. Big fan. I'm honestly not sure if I can take it all just because of the length. That doesn't mean that I'm not gonna try. And the other area where it swells out again gets a really good stretch too. Oh, of course it is. It's kind of like a trick, you know, you get the head in and your vagina's like, or your ass. It's like, ah, I've made it work. No, you didn't, bitch. We're not even there. We're not even halfway there. Oh. We're finally getting over the lip, so to speak. Oh, yes. More. Oh. Stretch is really fucking intense. I'm sure the spikes are helping. Oh, oh, thank you so much for listening. Done. I just wanted to say thank you. Literally don't even want to move. Just want to enjoy it. I think I need to hydrate. Oh my god. I just... I don't understand when people come up with this stuff. Shout out to the 3D designers out there and the sculptors and the people who put thought into this stuff. The people who make them. People like me who buy them so there's a market. You know, just thanks to everyone. Thanks, everyone. That's how good this dick is. It makes me like all of you. And that's a pretty fucking big deal. I'm gonna be completely honest. That's a lie. I love you. Don't listen to me. I fucking just came so many times. I'm dumb. fuck. Oh. Sorry, I'm doing that speechless thing where I'm just like gawking at it and trying to think about what to say. I really enjoy it. It's gonna be a bit of work to get down over that lower portion, but the bit that I did hit today, like, holy fuck. Like, it kind of looks a little bit like a toothy vagina from a particular direction. the design is really, really, really lovely. This is another one that when I got it, I kind of anticipated enjoying it. I don't really buy toys that I'm not sure if I'll enjoy them because I kind of hate the reselling process. And, yeah, I'm very satisfied with this one. I'm always satisfied. I am excited for the first day that I come in and say, eh, I mean, it's fine. That'll be my stroker review. I don't know. What do you want from me, boys? It's a stroker. I'm going to have to maybe do an update with that suction cup situation. Oh my god, it has a suction cup! And it's sparkly. And it glows. I will take glowy pictures later. I can't speak to it right now because it literally just came out of the box. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And my cunt thinks it's great, so. The head is like a pine cone. A little bit. No, not. Real good. Highly recommend. I think, myself personally, I will be on the hunt for a medium as well, just because I think, like, with some practice and some time, I can take this. But it'll take some practice and some time. And it's a really, I suspect a medium would also be a really fun time, because he's just a little bit, it would be just a little bit less bulk to have to move. This one fucking stretched me out though, so that's why I know the medium will work. Anyway, I think that's what I've got to say about this one. Big fan. I don't know how I can have like a top five toys or anything, because like there's so many good ones out there. I am really excited to take him for another ride later this evening. I'm excited to see how the glow works. I'm very happy. I'm not sure how it would be for anal use. I suspect it would be absolutely fine. Like, it, once you get it in, it's the insertion part that I'm a little bit like, well, if you're committed, you'd get it. I'd get it if I're committed. I'm not at this time. Really beautiful, really squishy, real good fuck. Great time. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me again. And let me know what you thought. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got off. I know I did. Oh my god. Suction cup! You have no idea! Oh, hey, hi, hello. Really quickly, I do just want to remind any listeners that this is not a sponsored review. I bought the toy and paid the shipping and all that bullshit with my own money. This is only my opinion. What works for me may not work for you. And, yeah, not sponsored.